Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're paying tribute to the late James Gandolfini, who tragically passed away recently. Gandolfini, of course, best known for his remarkable portrait of Tony Soprano on the television series The Sopranos, but had a number of memorable roles on the big screen as well, and we're going to spotlight some music from those films, beginning with a movie released in 1993, and probably the movie that really put Gandolfini on the map for a lot of movie buffs. A small but crucial supporting performance in a film called True Romance, which was directed by Tony Scott. It featured a script by Quentin Tarantino and a score by Hans Zimmer. Take a listen. Music from True Romance by Hans Zimmer. In 1994, Gandolfini had a larger supporting role in the Charlie Sheen thriller Terminal Velocity, largely a forgettable movie, but did feature a fun score by Joel McNeely. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Shades of John Barry's James Bond music and that Joel McNeely score for Terminal Velocity. Next up, music written for another Tony Scott film in which Gandolfini played a memorable supporting role, the submarine thriller Crimson Tide. That movie features one of Hans Zimmer's most iconic scores, a really memorable effort with some great themes. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Hans Zimmer, written for the film Crimson Tide. Gandolfini had a moving role in the legal drama A Civil Action, directed by Steve Zaillian. Movie starred John Travolta and Robert Duvall and featured an unusual score from composer Danny Elfman, who brought some distinctive atmosphere to the movie. Let's take a listen. an understated effort from Danny Elfman written for A Civil Action. Next up, we have music from a film directed by Gore Verbinski, which featured one of Gandolfini's best supporting roles on the big screen. He actually stole the movie from Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts. It's called The Mexican, and it featured a spaghetti western-tinged score by Alan Silvestri, a really good one. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're paying tribute to the late James Gandolfini. Just featured music from Gore Verbinski's The Mexican, written by Alan Silvestri. And next up, we have music from the great Jerry Goldsmith, written for an underrated movie directed by Rod Lurie called The Last Castle. And that one, Gandolfini was essentially the co-star of the film, facing off against Robert Redford. Gandolfini turned in a terrific performance as a rather strict prison warden. Film worth checking out. Take a look at that one and observe one of Gandolfini's better big screen performances. Let's take a listen now to Jerry Goldsmith's score.
Thank you.
Lovely Music by Jerry Goldsmith, written for The Last Castle. Next up, we have a terrific score written for a less than successful film, the 2006 remake of All the King's Men, another movie directed by Steve Zaillian. It starred Sean Penn, Jude Law, Anthony Hopkins, Kate Winslet, Mark Ruffalo, Patricia Clarkson, Jackie Earle Haley, and Mr. Gandolfini, of course. A great cast, but the movie just didn't work, was kind of a mess. Still, Horner's score, just wonderful stuff. Let's take a listen to it. Fine music from James Horner, written for All the King's Men. Next up, we have music from Carter Burwell and Karen O, written for the Spike Jonze adaptation of Where the Wild Things Are. Gandolfini delivers one of the best voiceover performances I've ever heard in this movie. A really complex, nuanced performance. He digs into the character in a way that most voiceover actors either choose not to or are incapable of doing. But a tremendous vocal performance from Mr. Gandolfini in that film. Let's take a listen to some of the music. Thank you. That's music from Where the Wild Things Are, a rather effective score. We're going to conclude today's program with a selection from Alexandre Desplat, written for Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty, in which Gandolfini played a crucial supporting role, delivering a portrait of CIA director Leon Panetta. Again, it's a small performance, but a rather good one. Gandolfini certainly was a very fine actor and one who will be missed a great deal. Until next week, take care. I'll be back at you later.